that an issue that arises from my own case is of general public importance and may be of assistance to other cases and should be heard by the Supreme Court.
But one of the High Court judges says Assange has a slim chance of winning. American consumers are continuing an online shopping spree after a record-breaking Cyber Monday, the Monday following the Thanksgiving holiday. ComScore, which monitors e-commerce, says spending last week was well over $3 billion. This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. Brian Ford's financial analysis is made possible by Health Diagnostic Laboratory, a Richmond-based laboratory committed to saving lives and healthcare dollars through early diagnosis of cardiovascular and related diseases. Information at myhdl.com. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his weekly analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hope you are. Well, the stock markets had one of the best weeks in years last week, and as we just heard, the retail sales are strong in this holiday shopping season. Gasoline prices are down. What do you make of it all?
Well, what's not to like? You have to take the good news or the bad, I guess. It was a big week, you're right. The proverbial Santa Claus rally plopped down the world's collective chimneys on Wednesday morning. You know, there was a reason for that, Wayne. The major central banks around the world worked together to lower interest rates last week because it appeared that Italy was essentially insolvent on Tuesday. Now, that is not good. The effort, though, has worked so far, and we shall see if it does have long-term positive effects. We're supposed to start off on a good note again this morning. You are right, the retail sales were especially strong after the first blowout weekend. Cyber Monday, you know, delivered a record number of sales, over $1.2 billion last Monday alone. And then Tuesday and Wednesday each delivered over $1 billion each day,
mm-hmm.
bringing the online sales to nearly $20 billion just since November the 1st. I think free shipping had a lot to do with that. I read where 63% of all online sales had free shipping. And you're right, it's kind of a confusing sign. Oil's up, but gas is down. Gas is down nearly 20 cents a gallon in the last 6 weeks. It's sort of an interesting mix. A little bit of confusing signs about the economy. Typically, when oil is up, the economy is getting somewhat better. But gas being down makes us think that the economy is not getting so much better. So it's a little bit of a confusing sign there.
Yeah. Well, something else that's kind of confusing, the jobs report that came out on Friday, the unemployment rate dropped, which was not expected, 8.6% now. However, some of the other numbers are, kind of mixed. What's your analysis?
Yeah, I think this is good to talk about, Wayne. It's nice to look inside the numbers a little bit about the jobs report that came out on Friday. The headlines were this, that we saw an additional $140,000 private sector jobs created. That was a total of 120,000 because some government jobs were eliminated. And as you mentioned, the unemployment rate dropped to 8.6, its lowest level in over 2 years. Now, that's good progress. However, when you dig a little deeper, you find a couple of troubling items. First, it normally takes about 200,000 to 250,000 new jobs a month just to keep pace with new applicants in the workforce, college graduates and things like this entering the workforce. That would normally keep the rate stable, the same. But the number of people in the workforce in the U.S. now has dropped yet again, this time to its lowest level in nearly 45 years, Wayne. That means that fewer people are applying for work, and thus the rate comes down. Also of note was the fact that wage gains are non-existent. We all know that consumer spending accounts for over two-thirds of our economy. In this latest report, the hours that people worked stayed essentially the same, but average hourly earnings fell fractionally. So all in all, we'll take the jobs added. That's good news. But we need to see better participation across the board before we can see better, you know, overall growth prospects.
Mm-hmm. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Let's get back to the stock markets and that 7% gain last week.
Yeah.
What are some of the sectors that are of most interest?
Well, last week's rally was impressive, no doubt. I mean, basically, this is interesting. It may have been as big a surprise last week as Newt Gingrich's resurgence in the polls. It was that much of a surprise. All 10 sectors, Wayne, of the S&P 500 were up for the week. Energy and, believe it or not, the beleaguered banks led the way. I think that just means that there was a lot of people who had gotten so negative on the banks. So the question is, was it short covering by traders? Maybe so. Did other people pile in towards midweek? Most certainly. But it wasn't just the U.S. either. I mean, France and Germany were both up 11%. The Nikkei in Japan was up 6%. The question is, was this just a sugar high based on weak hope that Europe is going to get things fixed this week? One sign that is ominous is that the U.S. bond market did not play in the party last week. Bond prices barely moved during the big rally. Normally, a lot of fixed income investors would sell their bonds and drive the bond prices down if they felt stocks were that attractive. That did not happen, and that bears watching, since that shows that some bond investors still believe there is more downside risk in stocks.
Mm-hmm. We have a little over a minute. While all eyes were on Europe, something's going on in China. China's economy is slowing down, eh?
Yeah, this is kind of a good news, bad news item, Wayne. China is easing the burdens on banks so they can lend money cheaper. That's the headline. This is what we generally call looser monetary policy, and it's being done because, as you say, the world's second largest economy is showing signs of slowing down. Now, don't misunderstand me, Wayne. China still grew at over 9% for the most recent quarter. That's down from 9.5% last quarter, and that's more than triple our growth rate. So let's keep it in perspective. But the news came out last week that China's Purchasing Managers Index dropped more than expected. That's very key to their major manufacturing hub. So clearly, it's good that China gets it and is prepared to help out their businesses, but it's bad news because no one needs a weak and faltering China. For now, China's economic policy is clearly turning away from fighting inflation as it was doing for the past 2 years and is now laser focused on growth.
Okay. Well, Brian, that music means we have to go. So I'll talk to you again next Monday morning, as usual, here on Morning Edition. Thanks to Brian Ford. It's 8:40.